following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still going, John.
Still going strong. And we're just coming off a one-hour segment with North Hempstead Supervisor Judy Bosworth, which it's always so informative. She's so gracious to come on. She gives us everything we need. And the most important part of it, she doesn't pull any punches. She tells the people what they need to know, what they should be doing, and what they're not doing, especially now to stay safe. But there's so many other things going on in the town that we can't keep up with them. And that's why we need the Christina Lou Show. People call in all week long. Unfortunately, I've given my cell phone out to people. I get calls at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Christina, that's all I get, Christina. And they hang up. So nevertheless, we now have the Christina Lou Show. And good morning,
hello,
dear. How are you?
Hello, everyone. What a great show. It's really good to know that even though we're doing this via Zoom, that our segments still fly by. So we're still doing a good job, which is awesome. And Supervisor Bosworth, it was such a wonderful interview. And, you know, we were all saying just about what North Hempstead is doing. You know, and I'm a North Hempstead employee, and you know, just the communication that's been happening, you know, while I'm sitting here, I mean, it's coming in like real time, all these updates and changes. And I think it's just, it's really great. You know, no one has thrown in the towel, you know, and said like, let's just see how this kind of goes. Everyone's really working overtime with it. So,
you know, I just want to jump in, Christina, and acknowledge that, because Judy said people are working who have to, you know, on the job, so to speak, but a lot of people are working remotely. And Christina is a perfect example. She put together, and she is going to, last week and every week going forward now, we're back on the air, which is Christina putting it together with Dan. She reached out to Dan, they worked it out together. But this is from her home. So she didn't have to technically do it because she has other things to do. And now today she's handling 311 calls on top of it. So if you were reaching out for something today, your call's going to get answered while she's still on the phone, I mean, on the radio. So this is kudos to Christina on a personal level, because I know she'll always be the woman that goes above and beyond, but the town itself is here for you.
Thank you, John. You know, it's really, in all this craziness, and you know, you just hear these horrible stories and people who are losing their jobs and all these heartbreaking things, you know, the fact that the town is allowing a lot of us to be able to continue to work from home, or, you know, as Judy was saying, these skeleton crews, is really, takes a lot off you. So it's a pleasure, to really know that, especially through Project Independence, we are helping people, you know. And, you know, we were talking to seniors, and when our social workers and nurses call them, they just say like, it's a lifeline to reality. You know, so it's just, it's really a crazy time, but it's a time that, you know, we were saying before that I've actually seen a lot of people show kindness, you know, and there's people out there who are doing really wonderful things. And, you know, it's about helping out in this time of uncertainty. And just an update that came in while we were chatting with the supervisor, the friendly, telephone Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. We're already up to 48 volunteers. There's 22 people that have just been matched. So it's just, you know, it's coming in. And what's really great about this program too, they're being matched based upon interests. So there's actually thought that's going into saying, you know, I think, you know, Mrs. Smith, you know, and Mr. John are really have some stuff in common, or, you know, so it makes the conversation even more wonderful. And also to be part of that program, we just ask that you're 21 or older. Originally, we were just gonna have it like a senior calling senior thing. Otto, you have a question?
Yeah, I do. You say they're being trained. What What do you mean by
so it's, I mean, it's not, listen, we're not, it's not some kind of crazy thing. It's all happening, obviously, virtually. So we made this manual. I whipped out from 2009 when we originally had a program like this. So it's all virtual. It's scanned in, you know, so we send it out to the volunteer. So, and in it, really simple kind of thing that we're just kind of giving some do's and don'ts, you know, and tips. Listen, we don't want them to give out medical advice. And a lot of volunteers, you know, in just talking to someone, all of a sudden you'll hear some kind of need and that we're not asking them to play social worker or nurse. So they call 311 and then it goes to them.
Are they allowed to give romance advice?
Well, there is some kind of romance connection happening. I heard through the grapevine the other day. So I think two volunteers might really be hitting it off, which is, listen, who knows where this stuff goes? Just in the manual, there's some do's and don'ts and, you know, just because it can be uncomfortable. You don't know the, you know, where to kind of end it. And also what I put in the back of the manual is when the town North Hempstead puts these like press release flyer things out, I added that too, because sometimes it might be good just in a conversation to kind of give out, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's really wonderful. And I think it's great that, listen, we have so many volunteers who are calling in every day because they want to help. And I think that that's really great. So our social workers are working together with us in referring people they know that might need calls. So it's really a joint kind of collaboration. So if anyone wants to be a volunteer or wants to receive calls, call 311 and you could be set up.
Do they actually like keep some kind of a record about when they talk to people or?
Well, you know, we were actually like saying that. So I think that they were, you know, right now it's kind of like some grassroots kind of stuff going on. I've been keeping a log of, you know, who got matched and who's waiting, you know, but these specific calls, some volunteers have been letting us know, but we really ask that people only make these phone calls because we want to set up some boundaries, obviously, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, because that's the time that someone from Project Independence will be on, you know, one of our social workers or nurses are on call. So God forbid something came out of it or someone said, I'm in need of food, it very quickly can, you know, be put to a social worker or a nurse.
Actually, I have a question. This can go beyond that. Okay, so I'm gonna do this 10 to 2 call and just say it's gonna be Otto and I. So I call Otto when we're fine. And then Saturday afternoon, I think of something, maybe a show that's gonna come on that Otto and I had talked about. I can call.
Listen, we're not, you know, we're not like, you know, we're just trying to make it because there have been cases where, you know, an issue comes in and that is so not the responsibility of the volunteer to like try.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's really what's kind of going on there. It's really great. And it's exciting that, like I said, they just keep coming in and like keeping on top of it is really absolutely wonderful. And I mean, the social workers and nurses, you know, as Otto said, I think that's such a great idea. I mean, even though our social workers and nurses at this point are not obviously going into the homes of individuals. This is all done, you know, via the phone. It's the work they are doing, you know, and every day when I pick up and I look at the call, you know, all the calls that have come in, it's just absolutely incredible. And since this whole state of emergency was declared in the town on March 13th, there's been 1,563 service requests for PI. And 62% of those went to nursing and social work. And 38% was, you know, transportation related. But the fact that that volume, you know, went to the social worker and nursing staff, and you have to think that one request can be dozens of services, you know, and a lot of it is some people call saying they need food, but then it turns into kind of a counseling session. Because, you know, people are scared, you know, and I even know myself, I mean, I'm Zooming all the time with my friends, just trying to touch base with everyone because everyone's, you know, anxious, you know, that's really the mental health component of this is something that's really, you know, going to have impact. So it's, we're really just trying to keep our finger on the pulse there. And, you know, and like, as I had mentioned earlier, these coordinations, the nurses have been doing with different pharmacies and then calling the doctor. Because, you know, it's an overwhelming time. So anything that we can kind of take away the burden from, we're going to try and do and make it easier for you. So that's what's happening with there. And they're also stressing people to make sure you wear an emergency response system, you know, pendant. There's all different kinds, because that's really important too in this kind of time of isolation, especially someone who's been.
What did you just say?
You know, like those, they're called personal emergency response system. So it can either be a necklace or a button, you know, and if you press it, if you fall, I mean, we have one for. We had one for my grandpa, which was always the task I'll never forget, was getting him to wear the thing. Somehow it always ended up in the toilet. Don't ask me. But he went through, Tasso went through a lot of personal emergency response systems. But it was good because there was one time he actually had to use it, you know, when he fell and pressed the button, you know, and you were able to have that communication.
And at that point in time, was he in the bathroom at least?
Probably. There was God only knows what was going on with Tasso half the time. But it's really important to do.
You know, that's a whole subject by itself, because there are so many options that I hear about, mm-hmm. and I'm far from an authority on any of them. But there's new technology now where things like smartphones and Fitbits and Apple Watches and Alexa and all of these things can come into play for that type of personal emergency response system. It's almost to the point where it's so complicated. How do they figure out what to use?
I know.
You know, that's I'm talking out loud right now. Yeah. You know, I'm talking out loud. I mean, I remember my mother had one, and which laid on the dresser most of the time. You know, she didn't use it like a lot of them do. You get to a point where you think you don't need it. But anyhow, the point I'm getting at is that's something that we could address in a lot of depth somewhere along the line, because I think a lot of people need that and are reluctant to use it. And, you know, it's worthy of much deeper investigation.
No, absolutely. You know, and that's one of the actual perks about the current situation, is that there is a lot of technology and these different things. And listen, I mean, I'm pretty tech savvy, but it's like I hear new things all the time. So you are able to listen. We all wish we could be in the same room, clearly, and having, you know, desserts and parties, but we can't. So there is forms like this that you can still be connected to a different level, you know, and as the supervisor was saying, there's a new norm that is kind of going to come out of this. No one knows. And I also try and think, not be super doom and gloomy with it, because maybe it's a new society where people are a little more appreciative and more sanitary, and businesses are more sanitary, and there's more thought put into these things. So that's kind of where I hope things go. And Juliet, and we're rapidly approaching the first end of the segment.
We are, that's for sure. And actually, we'll go right into it right now. You've been listening to the Christina Liu Show on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back after this break.